Well, this is the second half of the figure of Graf Shuri. Someone has besoilus inside his house, what exactly to do. Go to the wood of the Sifin. Sifin Chavzayin starts off in, if you have a tzomois, by the way, if you have a dog, so you have klippos, you have prurim. The lot of it, you want to move them off the table, you want to do whatever you want with them. It's very clear in the Mechaba, the reason why. Because why the Michael Behema? We have Machlokes from Sugin, that's from Gimel, Manala, Rashi, and Taifis. Bicker, the Rishonim say, like Taifis. So, either Bachman, Taifis, and Rashi agrees. Point places only going to Beis Shammai. See, to Beis Shammai is being more makel than Shimon. But once we go like to Shimon, we pass him that things that are not royal to behemoths will be muktzah on Shabbos. Things that are royal to behemoths are not muktzah. Therefore, says the Mechaber, these are tumlis and klipos. And prior pass the mice of why they're not muktzah on Shabbos, says the Mechaber, because they're royal to mice of behemoth. Therefore, it's very clear, if you don't have behemoths, therefore these things will be muktzah. Therefore, one of the cases, prurim she'emam kzayis. Purim says the Mishnah Berurah is the case. We have these lechem bread on the table, and if mice, the only reason why it's muk, it is not muk on Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah, shayinu pnei tzartak, shekat nusim stama im devarach l'maychol v'im avayikus. Since they're very small, they're less than the gzayis, therefore they'll be muk so unless we have a hamas. Now, first they say the geder is gzayis. Kidua, the minig ha'olam is simachma, the geder is gzayis. A couple points out over here, we have to take the other side, and go with Tana Shenis din the muksa, and go together with Zayis is a Kazayis, an Aleph. Therefore, don't have to take the Shurim, you take a Pesach, you want to tie them. The Shurim is over here together with Aleph. Any less than that will be muksa on Shabbos if you don't have Behemoth. If you have Behemoth, it won't be muksa. Now, come along with the Malakhtim's Vanena, they point out the mice of people on the table, they eat things less than Kazayis. You have on your challah tray a little perum, and you eat them. So, come on, Evan agrees that if something was dark for people to eat, for example, during the Suda, you pick up things and you eat them. Or people, let's even save them for later on. The whole reason over here you need behemoths for it, because not derech to eat. But let the echnami, it is a derech to eat. During the Suda, kamat, all cases are derech to eat. You might leave it over. People naturally or in habit, they pick up things less than the gezayis, they eat it. Even Peru people eat. Therefore, won't be muksa. Well, eat, they want tiny envy to save it for later on. People have a derech to say to save it. Also, won't be muksa if you want to eat it later on. It won't be a baya. What he said over here is because people don't eat it. We don't go after the halachas of Shabbat, we go after what the Siba is. The Siba people don't eat. The Maisa people eat it, which is again, exactly what Siba people do eat. Therefore, this halacha is discussing not Bizmana Sudo. It's Bizmana Sudo, all the Maisa yourself will save it afterwards. The Maisa won't be Muksa. Chodoshone, Shamir, Arkhoshab, this all go this Mahalach, that's the Pashtus. The second point over here that's brought down is also you have a case about some ways that are not really for behemoths. It's muksa, says the Mishruah, the Paiskim. That's after something that has no bus upon it. Let's say you have bones that have bus upon it, also won't be muksa. Then what does that mean has bus upon it? A mashu or bus is enough to make it at muksa. No, the Pasha is saying, you're saying, if it's there for people to eat it, it won't be muksa. But let's say it's after the meal, or it's a little bit of bus, a little amount of bus that people will not eat, then it won't be muksa unless you have behemoths again for these bones. The chutzmiz are the geder, these are tzomos, and these puri lechem, says, the Da says, and also the Malachim say, the get is what the derech for people to eat will not be muksa, otherwise it will be muksa. Now we have the sugya here of things that are royal for Michael Behemo. Won't be muksa, chav zayin, chav tes, chav ches. It's very important to find what does it mean, the definition of Michael Behemo. And there are really two separate aspects to define Michael Behemo. First, one question is, do we have behemoth bizmanenu? A second, even when we have behemoths bizmanenu, what defines that our association with our perum that are left over are just in the getter of Michael Behemo? Two different questions. Now this first, Michael Behemo, we had already in the beginning of the Mishnah Ches on Sephtalad, an oichel manat muksa, at all. That means not even klish malach lehetu, that shlodet sarif tal b'yosar. It's even less than that, there's no isra at all, even shlodet sarif tal b'oichel, come on, the people got in the place afterwards bring down. That's dafka ba'uchel for a person. Why else? Einik Shabbos. Mashenkin for an animal, it's not the good for the person, it's for the animals, has the getter of klishu malakta leheter. Therefore, the loch is obvious that shlovi tzarek klal is also. Only have a tzarek. Shlovi tzarek klal, Michael Behemah, is a getter of klishu malakta leheter. Now, once has a getter of klishu malakta leheter, they discuss. What happens when you throw it to the garbage? Now, it could have worse together than Michael Odom. Michael Odom Be'etim is not muksa at all. Kli Shemlach Leheter Be'etim is muksa, except what category we give it? We give it Kli Shemlach Leheter. So what happens if you throw it to the garbage? And really, there are two cases. What happens if you throw them to the garbage on Shabbos? And what happens if you throw them to the garbage on Erev Shabbos? And the main afkamin is, how do you look at your garbage can? So if you throw it to the garbage on Shabbos, the story is, L'chura, why is it different than the Kli Gomer? They throw it to the garbage on Shabbos. Even if the derech is when people throw it out, we saw the loch is, a Kli Gomer you throw it, but Maisa not Muksa on Shabbos. Shiva Kelim throw it on Shabbos, not Muksa on Shabbos, throw it on Shabbos, so it goes over the Kli Benishmosh, so Maisa is not Muksa. So the pashas is that Muksa you throw out, that Michael Bahemi you throw it on Shabbos, should not be Muksa. That means you open up a brand new garbage can on Shabbos, you throw out food, you want to know how you can take it out without the help of grass, what's the bayah? What's inside? You can have real garbage, a diaper inside, and food that's Michael Behemoth inside. So fine, what's more choshev? The heter's more choshev than the iser. The iser is garbage, and the heter is Michael Behemoth. So al pi cheshvin l'chor, iser and heter, you want him and I, Kim and I are in the house. So it's not a boss, it's no problem. Pick it up, put it in the garbage, and out the heter of grass. That's the sort of, agam the iser b'shlom azamun, that's in the Shemir Shabbos, that says, if the oichel is moist in the garbage, it's also mukso. Now, I don't understand. I don't know why Michael that's moist an animal makes it Michael. Bishon by a person, I can hear the svara by a person. Once it comes moist, it's a different aspect. I don't know animals are matzah things being moist. It's a very hard idea to understand. Where did meat get a mouth by Michael that's right for animals to eat? But Michael, so is Michael Behemoth right now. And therefore, Michael Behemoth right now should not be mukso because it's like a kli they threw on Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly where he got it from. And the Maisa call all the places that go that way. Shmei Shabbos, Shem Lehudo, Rav Kof, they don't want to go this mouth to say, but clearly something's thrown out on Shabbos, Maisa won't be Muksa. Shalos Fakir, what about you throw it out on Erev Shabbos? And therefore, again, what's Nafkamina? Then it comes on Ben HaShmoshes, Minyat Tzor, Ben HaShmoshes, it's Katzai L'Kuli Yomai. And then on Shabbos, what happens? Even if you put in Heter inside, so what? The whole thing is Muksa. We've had Michael Behim on Erev Shabbos, what's Alokho? So there, from Zalman and Shmei Shabbos, they go, Maisa, it's Muksa. They send you to Sigil Shiva Kalim. Maisa, Simcha Bonim and Gil Seifu and Taino, you have no right. By Shiva Kalim, the Be'etzem, it's not a way object. It's only why the Shiva Kalim not Muksa. It's by Shiva Kalim, Be'etzem, the Kli with the Kli Gomer. If broke, it's Agav, the original Kli. And therefore, will Othana Erev Shabbos, the Maisa will be Muksa. Mashiach, in this case, Be'etzem is Michael Behemo. Instead of Simcha Bonim, therefore, it should not be Muksa. We throw out Erev Shabbos. And therefore, he comes out with his garbage can, which we'll get to. He turns out garbage cans are never muksa. Why is it muksa for? He's got Erev Shabbos also. Michael Behemoth is not muksa if you have animals. Maisa, again, the sort of chitano here is takar, because the holy clay you throw out a clean Erev Shabbos. Why is it not muksa? Come along, the Be'al Lacha says, you know why? Coming from the ritual, it sounds like. Why? As butler died to Eitzer Kalotom. That's the whole entire story. So you throw out Michael Behemoth Erev Shabbos. Butler died to Eitzer Kalotom, everyone takes it out. No one takes it out. About this garbage. Therefore, up in the Marmokim, the Sugya, even if you take a Kli Gomer, you throw it out on Erev Shabbos. When we learn the Sugya, back on the Bashiva Kalim, a Kli Gomer, why is it not Muksa? Says it be a lawful bottle of diaper. Because no one throws out a real Kli. Now, my flame, what do we do with the Kli that we do throw out? So no bottle of diaper. Therefore, it should be Muksa. I don't understand a simple bottle. Why in the world is being Michael? Well, it should be Mamash Muksa. So again, so if you thought Michael Behemo, Lechurah, again, if he's Svara, should be again, both things, both cases, Macholik, the two cases, they are Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, and the Svara go on both sides, both cases, but the Pasha is on Shabbos, Lemaisa, should not be Muksa, nearly, and Lechurah, the case of Erev Shabbos, should be Muksa, should not be worse than the Kli Gomer. Now, this ending of Michael Behemo, first, most of us, we clean up, we have things in the house, and we don't plan to give it to animals. We don't plan on all of that. Even people who have animals don't usually plan to give it to animals. To make something to be a Michael Behemoth has to be something that you physically plan to give it to animals. Or not something that you can, if you want, give it to animals. Is it something that you can or something that you plan to? Which one is it? So they send you to a prima godam. The one time is a prima godam, the end of the sim and only the end. His words are, emdaita l'mashayda lay shari, the total. It does it, throw it to animals, then it won't be mukso. It not offer. Prima Gomer says, if that's the theory, it won't be muksa, otherwise be muksa. That's why he sounds like, make something to Michael Behemoth, Klippos, the best of his Michael Odom, who's left over, is the Kalim. You want to make a Michael Behemoth, you have to plan to give it to animals. What? Oh, no, it's not. That's a problem. That's what they send you to. And for that reason, it sounds like for me to Tula Shabbos, Koninger Moshe, again, I'm not sure his case is exactly, it sounds like a Moshe is being Machmer. Yom Khan will be Muksa. Beispiris, Rebbe, they're very clear. They say that Locha is, and the Kaab brings it down to my Mokum for this Indian, that he tines, that this Prima Gonim is tiny, we do not plan to give it to animals, the Maestro, it's Muksa on Shabbos. Atzala Shani, the Maestro, the Svarash, what you get is, Michael Behem is Michael Behem is Michael Behem. Who cares? For example, let's say Michael Odom, that's on your table. And everyone plans to, you plan to throw it out, and also even not a public diet, everyone plans to throw it out. The circle type is Michael Odom. If you look at the case of the people going over there, who are the cases? There's a job different. As my mokum is a job different. This case over there is best is Michael raw meat. Raw meat over there is best is books on Shabbos. Except what they can give it to dogs to eat. Now he comes along and says, and something best is Michael Odom. Best is Michael Odom. Except you want to make it eat muksa because you plan to give it to a dog. Why is Michael Behemoth? That's the doctor. You plan to give it to a dog. Otherwise, be a case of being muksa. It's not discussing a Michael Behem, it's discussing things as a Michael Odom, flour that's not cooked yet. You want to make it ice muksa, giving it to a dog. There he says, don't give it to a dog, be muksa. But Michael Behem, of course, that's not his case over there. Again, they want to bring it down. Of course, not his case. Therefore, it seems to me the words blocked him and the swam are going this way. Make it not the way. You do not have to physically plan to give it to the animals. See, Mr. Shulchan Aruch, it's the animals around. You have animals around, but it's not muksa. Why? Because Sefer Sefer is Michael Behem until you throw it out, until you put it in the garbage, until you show that you're Makata Das, Sefer Sefer is a Michael Behem, that's what is B'mitzias, and therefore there's no issue to it. It's a Klisha Makhil Ahetu. Now with this Indian, again, I think the Pash is, and it's all very clear that way, they want to go more that way, that the Indian is you do not have to plan to give it to an animal. Do you have to be right to give it to an animal on Shabbos? Two different questions. One is do you plan to, again, Pash is you only have to. Now the question, do you have to be right to give it to him? For example, the loch is on Shabbos, you cannot feed animals on Shabbos. It's hatir chesavoy. You can't give them on Shabbos. Except things that are mezonos in the lecho, or klav. Klav also mezonos in the lecho. Do you have to be right to feed it to them on Shabbos or not? So there's a tshuva by the Fisher discussing the sunflower seeds of the muksa on Shabbos or not. So he wants to tell them why they're muksa. Maisa, birds can eat them, and therefore they're not muksa. And he's very clear, he says, even though it's also to give birds on Shabbos, but since they can eat it, it's not muksa on Shabbos. He says, you can't give it to them on Shabbos. It's not muksa. We do not need to give it to them on Shabbos. Again, the official was a Das Yochid. They quote him, some of them, and they want to argue with him. And the Pasha, again, the side over here is, why should we give them, let's say, the money on Shabbos? Money, but them only has value. Can use it on Shabbos. If you cannot use it on Shabbos, it has no use on Shabbos. It's not Michael Behema. Right now, it's Silas. True that you can, maybe it's Sunday you can do it, Monday, Tuesday. But what's the difference than any kli that cannot be used on Shabbos? Machlis that can be used, or any evidence, anything that cannot be used in Shabbos should be muksa. Therefore, the Bikr Mahalat coming from Mogar Avam and Simishin Chavdal, he's discussing the Sugya of Mezinois and Alecha. He says, Klavim on Mezinois and Alecha, and he sends you back the Simishin Ches. But the case over here of Michael Behemo. And why is he sending you back over here? He says, Mephoshim, he's sending you back over here. Can I tell you, the Sugya is a Sugya of Mezinois and Alecha. That means you need a Klav that you can feed them on Shabbos. Therefore, the Ashim, the Chodeshami, the Shami Yehuda, Yavi Yosef, and Numatachonim of Shabbos, they all go to Smahalach and be stuck with something that you're right to feed them on Shabbos. Not right to feed them on Shabbos, besides you're also giving them on Shabbos, it's not Michael Behem on Shabbos, it's Iraq on Shabbos. So true, you do not have to give them the pile on Shabbos, you have to be right, you have to cover the bill of Emil Markevich, you have to be right to give it to them on Shabbos. Now once we have these soy, which are always coming from Mogar Rom, you have to have Mizonos Malacho, they come and build from that. What is Mizonos Malacho? Matzah means the owners, matzah means the people own it. Therefore, so the, when I get the sugar mezonos to lecho, since he owns it, I can give either give the bal give him or I can give him a straight animal. That's the nickel get him. That's simach on people, not simach on hefker. So they come along, this is a bekitza, they gather the sugar mezonos to lecho, which is brought down over here by muksa, the malachim bring down. There's a machlokes, not the gay really, the case of muksa, they argue what to get him as a nice lecho. For example, do you have to own it physically? Or something that comes around, you have a cat, always comes to you and always gives it a saucer of milk. You stomach up on you, comes around all the time, comes to your neighborhood, is always roaming around the shkuna, people always give him things to eat. Mice, no one owns it. That definitely get him as a nice lecho or not. Yeah, it's really just like a shidduch of dal, but they're opening down mamash over here by the case of muksa. So the Asher goes, and the Shamuda goes, again, it's a din of Choshemish, but you have to physically own it to make it Mizanos Malecho, except for Klav. The Gemara is very clear that Klav are always Mizanos Malecho, and even in the case of Hefkel, Mice and Nichol get a Mizanos Malecho. That's how Hashem, others of Scheinberg and of Kaf, others, they quote this Malecho from the Asher and Pashto, and they say, not the way they get a Mizanos Malecho, means something that they send upon you. So you don't have to own the poil. They roam around the shkuna, they're always there, they're always stumbling upon people. Them is a nice and a lechel. That means these animals that are roaming and they rely upon you, that's nichon together, that they rely upon you. That is mezonos and a lechel. So therefore, it comes out that the machlik is in the geta mezonos and a lechel, that those will go with a biyashi, that's the chosh and mishpat, both loving. Those go, no, the geta is what? If they, big fiat, they rely upon you, that's enough, or loving. Again, then you have Dain Fisher, it goes not that way, that's not even mezonos and a lechel. That's a machlokes, and nicely, you have to learn again, Shinkov Dal, and then get that. Wait, another aspect of getting mezonos and a lechel, the Pesach can say very clearly, Yisrael owns it. Let's say a goy owns the animal. Is it nichol mezonos and a lechel? So no, this week is not nichol mezonos and a lechel. It's not nichol. Therefore, goyim owned animals, that they do not, they own cats and other animals, is not enough for you to make a ace mux on Shabbos? No, because that mezonos and a lechel. Again, the clout over here, the first one comes from the Mogar, you need mezonos and a lechel. That means you have to learn Shukov Dal, you have to know Shabbos Shiva, all the single Torah over there that's discussed by Shabbos Shiva, hike feed animals, and all the Torah over there by Shabbos Shiva applies as a mux on Shabbos or not. If you roaming animals, it's mux on Shabbos, unless they rely upon you. You can feed them, no mezonos and a lechel. A goy, the swarm say a goy, let's say the goy is not feeding them enough, and they cannot be nothing with the nose left, can't say. But the pasha is a goy takes care of his animals, right? They love them more than anything else in the world, they take care of it. Of course, not mezonos and a lechel. Even dogs can be not mezonos and a lechel, even when they're owned by a goy. And therefore, by a dog's not clear, and therefore, economically, the get is mezonos and a lechel. They own it, won't be a hetter for you. Now this Indian, again, we're coming out the Pashas, you do not have to give it to them on Shabbos. You don't have to plan to give it to them at all. That'd be right to give them on Shabbos. And the cloud is a nice little level. Now let's say the place is not derech to feed them this Indian on Shabbos. Is it muksanam? No one gives them the fruit, no one gives them bones. Let's say no one gives bones to the dogs on Shabbos. Oh, at all, no one gives bones to the dogs at all. What's that level? So, but I guess it's the flamen bagrei tomorrow. Mechaber says, "It's a mokum. Gives them these pits, they'll be motor." So it sounds like the mechaber. The shmuz is very clear. The shmuz is very clear. If the derech is not to give these perum at all, no one gives them to animals, then it's mokum on Shabbos. However, the bealocha says this case is definitely a case where b'shachet chak these pits are right for animals. So that's b'shachet chak. Really, most animals don't eat. Only b'shachet chak right for an animal. To make it a Michael Behemoth has to be something that Derek has to give it to an animal. Let's say it's not Shastakot. You've been supposed to be Allah. What's Allah in that case? I mean, a lot of people have in their houses, a lot of room, and the whole shkuna, no one will give them to animals. Even people who have animals give much better food, and people who don't have animals, no one gives these food to animals. Is it different to get it or not? So again, my case is only Roy B'Shastakot, B'Shabur is Machmur. In the case, not Roy B'Shastakot, it's not it's a Michael Behemoth, B'Shabur is Masopik. The Shamong Machmur knows exactly what to do in such a case. So again, it said that the Chelik Aleph negate Michael Behemo. What is Michael Behemo? First, the getter is something that you can feed on, you can feed on Shabbos, you have to give them on Shabbos. The getter is nice and lethal. Second question of Michael Behemo, what is Nechel Getter Motzoi? We see very clearly in the Shemarach that something is Motzoi and Maestro be Michael Behemo. Something that's not Motzoi is not Michael Behemo. What are animals, their animals, does that name that are Motzoi or not Motzoi? So first, let's say in a city that has no Behemoths and not Motzoi, there is a B'Shalom Zalman. Individual principle of Shabbos, the Tzkumi Blav Tzorachi, and he wants to title that in any place, he titles that you do not need to have animals to be Motzoi. Even they're not Motzoi, it's like Metzias for Maestro Behemo. They jump him in on him, Maestro Pashas, Meforsh Meshubu, not the way, Pashas Meforsh Mechaba, not the way, and it has to be Motzoi. That's the Pashas, and the Tzkumi really has to catch himself, Blav Tzorachi. So again, the Klal is, again, animals have to be Motzoi, again, those one being Namish Lamazam, with himself Blav Tzorachi, and Chulam Meforsh Meshubu against him, and again, Pashas to Shulchan Aruch, you have to be Motzei to make it to Michael Behemo. Otherwise, not Michael Behemo. You get involved in one panic, since he said over here, it's not Oichel, it's like Michael Adam, it's Michael Behemo, it's Klish Shemach Leheter, Klish Shemach Leheter, they have a Tzorech on Shabbos, not Motzei, it's Betz Mitzorach on Shabbos. Now, once you go with the Gedda, it has to be Motzei. There's Betz, what is the Gedda Motzei? They start off with this dearest Mishnah Berurah. Meshavua, when he says the getter is motzei and any motzei, starts off the first half of Meshavua says, Ein motzeiim, etzel roif b'nei adam. Meshavua and Kuf, your test says it has to be motzei where? By roif people. Roif people. Now roif people don't have dogs. Roif people don't have cats. The getter is roif. It goes on, next word, mad Hashem agal moisoim, what Hashem is next to the motzei. Now Hashem is miyat shiva miyat. Meshavua, what is the getter going to Meshavua? Meshavua says, what is the getter motzei? Roif. What's the getter of not Motzoi? Ashirim. There's a large gamut between Ashirim, which is Yachash V'Yechidim, versus Roi. There's a whole in-between case over here. So what happens, something that is 25% of the people, 25% of the people are not Ashirim. What is that? They're not Roi V'Yiva. What happened over here? It's a Kasha Shtiyos Mishnah Berurah. The Numis Mahalkum, the easiest way is spelled like Dainoi from Shuvah. He discusses it. He says when it says Roi B'nei Adam, it means Stam B'nei Adam. It doesn't mean Roi. Shugat Elosh and Lachat, Stam B'Tokah, and he brings it right from the grass and all this. This means the... What? Yeah, fine. The Shal's obviously asking the Mishnah Berurah. I don't like asking the Mishnah Berurah. The Chadish argue on the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's arguing the whole world, right? Fine. That's the same idea. So, Shugat Elosh and Lachat, the Pasha means Stam B'nei Adam. That's the Pasha to read the Sugya. It means that Smotze, it's around. Now, once we're going to go with the gather of what Stam B'nei Adam have, Smotze, you see it around. I'll just throw out a bunch of Shilas. Among, it's not work today at Tzarek, among the places, exactly what, how it comes out. A bunch of questions. One is, let's say it's Motzi in the ear. But my the ear is a big, very big city. New York City is very big. Let's be Motzi where you are. Let's be Motzi in the whole entire ear. It's not Motzi in your house, right? A lot in your house doesn't have to be Motzi. What is the definition of Motzi? Something that you can get to on time, something that's very far away? Or something, no, that has to be something that you definitely need to walk to, something you plan to walk to. What's the dara? So this is one machlok at Asur, the Arot Tzion says, something is direct to walk to on Shabbos. Direct to walk to on Shabbos. Yaak Yosef quotes him, and the Bani Yosef quotes him, and says, what are you talking about? It says, Motzibir is Motzibir. Well, any prophet says, you know, how far, how rough it is. My sits Motzibir, and therefore, it's Michael Baimel. One shayla. Second shayla, let's say, if you define the ear as being a shkuna, what happens if one shkuna has, other shkuna does not? For example, I'm not sure if it's true, Ramon Ashkol does have dogs. That's what says over. Ramon Ashkol, the says, has dogs. The Sanhedrin will have it, as far as they tell me, do not usually have dogs. Fine, on that assumption, does Rav Moshe Kol make Michael Behemo and Sanhedrin will have it, be also Michael Behemo? There's one safe to another, it's right next to each other, the people walk there, there's one safe to another. So also,
the
five people, you don't know. Goyim don't help. Dogs might be, dogs is not chlor, because they're not worse than Hefker. So the dogs before could be helped by Goyim. Other behemoths will help that guy. So, by one shkuna to another, the Liashim says one shkuna does not help another shkuna, which you have to know which shkuna he's referring to. Does he mean shkuna Mamash Kol to Sanjim Mukhevah? Does he mean shkuna meaning from Nebrak to Gushton or something? The Maisav Talashani, the Padashani says that Nebrak is Motze dogs. Now, Maisav, you have been there, it's not. Says, you know what? On the outskirts of the city, the shkunas around there have dogs. So that's. Boyd Chaim Deshki discussing what Chaim Muxanati says, Nevach is Motze dogs. Now, Chaim in this, they live in Nevach, and again, I've been there, I don't think I've ever seen a dog there, and anyone who used to live there, create him, and if anyone had a dog, they throw them out of Nevach. But Maisa, they're both saying that Nevach is Motze to have dogs. Why? Because people have in the outskirts, or because maybe the one Yochid has it, they call it Motze. Again, we are actually saying, Meshkunah, that's not Motze. Now, I just don't know the Matthias was, how far is Gushdon from Nevach? I'm not sure. Gushdon's right there, near there. What's Gushdon? That's Ramat Gan right there? So the Meshavua Lalocha, he brings down from Rav. He brings the Meshavua Lalocha brings down from Rav Gross. They want to say Gushdon does not help out Nebrak, which of course is against the Chodeshami. Alright, that's another question. How exactly? Also, let's say dogs roam the Shkuna. Is that Nichol and also being Mosei not? They bring down from the Ashiv that it does not help. Karp says that way, it also doesn't help. Myself, you swear, it should help, and see if Gross says it does help. That's what it should be. Well, these are questions exactly how far. And really, the best answer is what Shami Yonison says. So words are talking Lamaisa, what to do, what the getter is. That's my best answer. What is the getter? What's it not? I'm not sure. But I think nearly this, and I know if Lamaisa, my neighbor has one next door. I think I know if Chlor it is. Mashkol, everyone says Chlor it is. But I think those certain places are Chlor. Sanjib Mokhev, I don't think it's that far from Mashkol. I can hear the Taino why it could be, it is Michael Bayman, it is Motzoy. Pasha, I know if Lamaisa and Mashkol, everyone lives in Chlor, it's BK to Motzoy. Now, in the case it's not Motzoy, let's say you assume certain places are not Motzoy. Let's say Square Town, the one time is not Motzoy, such a place. So if you have, the come along the Mechaber says, let's say you yourself have Balak Hayim, even though they're not Motzoy, if you yourself won't be Mokso. Let's say you own a sheep. Fine, if you own a sheep, you own the chickens in your house, the mice won't be Mokso. That will be enough to save it. When I used to live in 25 Shmuel Nov, I used to my Shechin, they had chickens living in the house. Why would I have chickens? Fine, in that house, that won't be a Bayah. Now, as far as I know, the Hoshan does not have that. But the mice, when I was a buffalo, my neighbor had. I have to be very careful. I walked up, always not to step in the middle of the night, because they always were walking around in the garden when I used to go to my dira. Fine, so the Yechidim who do have, Pasha's chickens are not Motzi. They won't be a Bayah.
Do you have Does that make sense?
But Rashi wants to tell you that if your shochin has, you yourself a nichol get of a shochin. And how far is shcheinim yesh lotim? He wants to tell you that you're nichol get of a shochin. So we're not as muksa for me. Now, there is a shalom here. What is the svar over here that when you yourself have it, make it ois muksa? Is it called be esmes maichol beimo? Or cause, no, because you plan to feed them and make the maichol beimo. Not to mean, let's say you don't plan to feed it. We're saying that we said earlier that if the shchuna has, you don't have to plan to give it. You can throw it out. But let's say if the shchuna does not have it, betzim only you have. When it's a gift to you, but betzim it's not Michael Behemo. Why is it Michael Behemo? Because you have it, because you plan to give it? Or is it Michael Behemo? Because mice, you own the animal. So, the Shamayis is going to be there, but they want to, if you have chickens, and it's Bezvanenu, they tie them to chickens, they give chicken feed, and you are not giving them the prum on the table, they want to tie them, even if you have chickens, we won't sell. Mice are there, we weren't allowed to plan. Can you ask any tenants? No, the getter is if it's real, it's the getter like any case, and therefore if you're able to, don't plan. So mice won't be mukso. So again, so I can't tell you what's Michael Behemo. Again, the getter it has to be, first of all, could be even, you know, don't plan to give it to them, but it has to be the getter is the nice and the lacho. And what is mukso, the certain child you have to win with the getter mukso, again, could be the agosha, if you feel when you see a dog, you're shocked. That could be nichol not again a motzer, but if you see dogs all the time, you're not taken back by it. Before that could be nichol again a motzer. And again, the fact of Chodeshani, Sikirel, and Chaim Pieski says Bnei Brak is motzer. Who are the Shachas for it to say Kamat Al Yishlam to be nichol again a motzer? On Sif Lamed, the case of Gainet Tamorim. So we have a sigur at the end of the one that from Gimel and Aleph. Gimel, they're discussing that how exactly do you move this Tamorim on Shabbos. Come along with Papa, and he moved to Agar Rifter. Now, why am I saying he moved to Agar Rifter? Fact, Taisus, I did not hold the Muxi, hold like Rishim is Michael Behemo. So come along, Taisus, he said, he's an Odom Choshu. He went back like the earliest thing, Abaya, then he moved to Sakina, Agar Bayerino, Kadoimo. Therefore, he was Machmum and Tan himself. Therefore, the Mechaba, based upon this Taisus, this Malcolm Mogu, Shadim says, again tomorrow, even though there are Michael Behemo, but since it's not a way to be, it's not the only way to shach the cock was not to give the oil to the animals. Therefore, the adam choshev has to be machmer and not be metaphor only b'derek shinui. Only b'derek shinui. What does b'derek shinui mean? Mishvu says either zark from shayna yekudaima, b'derek shinui, or it says agarifto. Now, come along the Gemara after this Indian or Rapapa says or Shmuel of agarifto. Gemara has a kasha. Rav would metaphor agar lekanya damyo. Rav Huna, what did he do? He made a graph shuri. In fact, Gemara, he made a graph shuri, I can make a graph shuri l'chadchilo. I'd come to Gemara. Then Gemara, after they said, I can make a graph shuri l'chadchilo, come along and makes a statement from Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, he threw it with his lips. Now, why is he throwing it with his lips for? And making a mangas nachmin l'alof l'maisa, why did he do that for? There seems to be three different options. What is the case of Rav Sheshes? You could learn that the pshat of Rav Sheshes is that you, the man the on before and just said, he made a graph of fairly more, cannot make a graph of chatchilo. Therefore, throwing it with your lips is coming to make sure you cannot do a case of graph. You're going back in the sugi mitzvah graph, shiboy. Therefore, the Megillah says, that's pshan the sugi going back in the case of graph. You look at the Rimi'i, Rivon, the Benefrachia, they time is going back to answer the sugi of graph. Second, wait to learn the sugi. The Avshesh is going back on the case of Adam Choshev. Adam Choshev, what do Agar Rifto? Adam Choshev is Zakul Hashoinai. The Mishnah Brewer says, how is Derech Shinoi? He tells you where I got it from. He says, we're at Zark L'Shonai. And he says, it's coming from Eliyahu ben Yerucham, then learning Psham the Sugya, the Zark L'Shonai is not Mitzad Graf. Doing it while Mitzad Adam Choshev. A third way seems to be learning the Sugya, that the Graz and Erechel Shulchan learn, that Zark L'Shonai, because that's what smokes in your mouth. You ate something. Might say, right now it's smokeso. You have shells in your mouth. Where do you have to spit out of your mouth? Well, there's three ways to learn the Sugya. Comes out, what's enough, Camino? You eat the sunflower seeds. You have them inside your mouth, let's say they have no salt on them, or let's say pistachio nuts, anything you have inside your mouth. You have the shells inside your mouth right now. Do you have to spit them out, or can you take them via dying? You can tie them to muksa biyodai, maybe you can take them via dying, or tie them, no, mice are not muksa biyodai, it's in your mouth, till they're goofy, and therefore it won't be mutter. Come along with the shulchan aruch rav, come along with the shulchan, says, like Moshe zark lebe l'shainai. And they write, if it's Michael Behemo, it's Adam Choshe. If it's not Michael Behemo, says the graz, it says aruch shulchan, you have to spit out with your mouth. You have to. They said it to this Gemara. You have to. The sunflower seeds, you have to throw them out. Now, for the Mishnah Brewer, is not right. The Mishnah Brewer, what does he say? He says, the case about Adam Choshev, you have to throw out with your mouth. Now, why is it not right? Now, you can say, let's figure out the Mishnah Brewer. The Mishnah Brewer says, when Adam Choshev, what should you do is do a Mishnah, you have to throw out with your mouth. Is that a riot? If it's not really the behemoth, you have to throw out with your mouth? No riot. Because Agar Rifter, You have to, it help, by an Adam Choshev, helps the royal Michael Behemo. Yes, not royal Michael Behemo, Agri Rifter won't help. So it can't be a right for Mishnevruah that he'll dark for Lashaynai. You have to win real Muksa Gomer. Okay, Mishnevruah is thinking about Adam Choshev, and Adam Choshev has no right to real case of Muksa. But the Graz came along with Archos Shulchan, they came along and they said, no, the Gemara's case is by real Muksa, that's why it's dark for Lashaynai. Therefore, when you walk in the street, when you're sitting at the table and eating your sunflower seeds, which do not have a problem of bugs, let's say, if in certain times, then if you eat them and you what do with them, take it up, you dine with your hands, chod meforsh, aloch chod the grass, chod and aruch ha-shulchan, they're saying, the maestro came, it's a muksa shaboy. The maestro, they asked the Moshe, and they asked Shlom Zamu, what the loch is, and Moshe is a tshuva, the chalakei. He's very clear, he brings it up for Shulchan, brings it on the ground, he says the Gemara Kupim Gimel Malach, he tells exactly how to throw the mouth, he says take the seal of the Lashon, he says Sayim, take your tongue and your lips, now to spit the mouth, he says Yafi Machmi, he says in the Forshi Gemara. Now again, Ladach the Shabur argues on this, just the Shabur that's called the case of Adam Choshim, you have no right to the Shabur either way. Well, the Maestri, you do have a Forshi Graz, you have a Forshi Graz, you have a Forshi Graz, they're coming from the side of the Sugi over here, and therefore the Moshe says you cannot take them out of your diet. The same thing also, the Shlomo Zalman went the same way, you cannot take them out of your dime. Now there are those Swarm who want to be Mekel, or Shabbos, or Karp, and others want to say you can't take them out of your dime, go safer, then once they have Shan the Sugis, besides Rav Shuri, or Kadaimu, or Maisa, once you have the Graz, or Shulchan, or Shlomo Zalman, the Bar Pluktas are not really Bar Pluktas, and therefore the Titula Shabbos goes this way, and some Korban go this way, they kind of have to spit them out with your mouth. And even if you want to tie them, the Swarm mentioned, the Muxim Musab Yodai, Halacha is that once the biyadah sabah had, you put it wherever you want. Over here, the chilek, like you were saying, other people were saying, halachah over here, it's not considered that you mean metatl once in your mouth, and if it's not being mamshuk the total, once in your mouth, it's the total spot. Say that?
That is
not true. What's not true? What? No, if it's a graph, again, without graph. Halacha is, let's say, a person does not mind spitting them out. He doesn't mind. Let's say, if it's me, it's him, the person will say, some people, they spit them out, it's moist. Fine. The economy that you ever had, it's like, grab, cover the beers. What? People who during, let's put it this way, people during the week who spit them out on the streets in Yerushalayim have no head to on Shabbos, take a free time. There's no head to, right? They do it all the time. So what's the head to not? What's the head to? Metalto Muxum. If it's in your cover the beers, but if not cover the beers, it's grab, some because other people there, you don't want to, what, tackle them? If they're echoes, maybe. Sometimes, yeah, some of you goes, you know, it's not too nice. No, that's not good. No, this the thing itself is not, the thing itself is not me. You have to know the shell is not me, that's it. Another thing they just discussed over here, also this, that itself is an inimus. The shells are not inimus, the spitting might be. But the side of here, again, is very clear that, again, you have to put another clone. The side of here is that something is inside your mouth, you cannot take it to your time, you have to spit them out. Unless you have other term, a graph, a good demo, tilt of a group play, whatever you want. Another thing, case of being down in Siflam is a case of, we discussed one time, the sugya of Yoredi Mishmush, pits of apricots on Shabbos. So not to get involved with it, but last time we discussed that what happens to these apricot pits, are they mixed on Shabbos because kids might have to play with him on Shabbos. Among the Swarm is Machlok the Shakal, by now I have like 5 verse 5, and of course the Rashi of both sides are 6 verse 6. So the Maisa, well they on Shabbos as well, when the Maisa are not Muxa on Shabbos, is because the Maisa, why is it worse than Michael Behemoth? Well, somebody eat with Michael, or eat them, that's what fits to Michael Behemoth. So why are you kids worse than Michael Behemoth? That's a tattoo, Michael. They're like, what's the difference? They're like Michael Behemoth, was Eric Shabbos and Michael Odom on Shabbos, Michael Behemoth, the Maisa not Muxa, the Ephraim. Who didn't want to say this? Apricot pits, I'll tell you, those who want to be Machlo, for understanding that from Michael to Michael, well, Michael will not be Muksa. Masha Enki from Michael to case of a Kli of a toy will be Muksa, which is a Kiddush, because that's Michael Behemoth is switching Muksas also. So I'm from Eichel to a Kli of Machel Hatter. Machel Hatter among the Swarm. Michael, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, once the kids start playing with it, then we learn the Sugya of Yichel Kli, and Michael wants to direct play with it constantly, and Mishra Bula says it's not Muksa on Shabbos. Even if it's Michael Odom, technically an animal. Alright, what's the sorry?
The animal can be switched. If an animal can eat it when it's a little, so it's not a complete switch.
No, but it is a switch. It went from one type of level amongst another type. What's the difference? We're not discussing Neulah. Don't Neulah Shabbos. Echa min Yontif. Everyone says the guy in the Mishnah was a Muxon. We're not discussing Neulah over here. Discussing is a Miyuchad, a Nichol get a Yichud. Well, next to go, the Indian Lam Alpha and Beis, Lam Gimel, we already did by the case of raw meat or fish. Next to go is Sif Lam Adalad, Din of the heart of a Graf Shui. Muhammad says, Kodov Matunif, Gurin Nireya, Makia Vetsoya, Benchel Odom, Tanagurim, Mice is Muxon Shabbos, unless he's Muxon Diyosa, he can take him out on Shabbos. The cases are Areya, Makia Vetsoya. Now, first, from the sugya, the Gemara says, "Nafku chavalef." The Mishnah discusses you can take a plate and cover over tzaya. The Mishnah has three cases: cover over a scorpion or others, or cover over a fire. I think the case was, or cover over tzaya. Come on, the Gemara, in the case of tzaya is cotton, take it clean, cover it over. In fact, the Gemara, the Maisa tzaya is cotton. Why do you have to cover it over? It's roi for behemoth to eat on Shabbos. Give it to club to eat on Shabbos. The Gemara wants to answer mitzvah noilad. Back to mitzvah noilad shaboy. And the mice, rivers and lakes also they're coming later on. There's no problem mitzvah noilad shaboy. The Gemara answers, "Chanan b'nat toyes cotton toyes tanigol." So the Gemara says, "It's toyes tanigol mice the graf shari." Want to say it's a case of chosav ashbo. That's a gift lefanenu. That means if you read the Gemara lefanenu, it comes out the maskon of the Gemara the way a rashi's gift is. Toyes cotton on Shabbos is not muks. It's royal cloth if we have cloth. Likewise, Gemara. And what's the Gemara's case? We have to take a clean and cover up the tzaya, the case of tzaya is tanigol, where it's a chotzer, it's not the person's chotzer, but ashbo. Therefore, one of our heads to graf shavoy. Therefore, this leads to a shalom lechoyim is tzaya muksan shabbos of a chotzer, not muksan shabbos of a chotzer, of a person, muksan shabbos not. Again, the gifts of Rashi lefenenu, the Rabbio, and the Numus Hashem, go the way, the Azura ben Yeruchim, the Yosef, they tain that tzaya is not muksan shabbos. Not muksan, where the cloth? Atah Hashem, you read the Rambam, Magmisha, the Ikh, the way, the Ritzvah, they say, forget, there's no right from the sugyo. They have really have two aspects of the sugi. They didn't have the gears to Gemara that way. They want to know what Yiskim is noilad shavoy. That soya is noilad, and Yiskim case of rivers and lakes. Especially we're showing them the ritual. Yiskim rivers and lakes. It's in the materials in the world. Just didn't get down over here. Yiskim soya is not even in the world yet. That's you're comparing one sugi to another sugi. Therefore, they want to cut out the whole entire line for the Gemara. The case of where the cloth, they want to cut out the sugi of noilad. They want to go stop this drug by way to the sugi of Rav Shuri. That's the kasha. Therefore, it comes out Machlokes Rishonim. Now, what the das of the riff is the Machlokes, the Akhoinim, what the das of the riff is, what the das of the Rosh is the Machlokes, what the das of the Rand is the Machlokes, the das of the Torah is the Machlokes. In each case, there's different gear studies in the riff, different gear studies in the Rand, different gear studies in the Rosh. Fine, on the page, you look rather in the Torah in the back, on Mamash in the Torah, on the Torah itself, in the back, they say some Jewish have one Pshat in the Torah, there's being Machmer, the Bach is being Mesopic, that's why the Torah doesn't bring it down, and then the going to Matthew, says Mice the Torah being Makel. Fine. So on the Torah itself, if we didn't show them what the Torah held. Halacha l'maaseh, tzoya muksan not come of the mechabit. Mechabit is very sosim that tzoya benchel adam benchel tanakel l'maaseh is muksan. He saw some that l'chumah, he went l'chumah, not even bring down the other side. That's how he l'chori paskin, the back goes this way, chayodam, chashulchan, they're very clear tzoya is maaseh is muksan. Atzal Hasheni, those who want to be Mekel, the going, you read the going over here, you're saying Tzoya is not Mokso. You read the Mekorachat, the Chavis, you're the way Tzoya is not Mokso. The Mogavam come along and says, B'shaset Chak, you be sending upon the Indian, Tzoya is not Mokso. Tzoya is not Mokso. Now, we'll let Reb Chaim be asking this question, could we send upon the Mogavam that Tzoya is not Mokso, B'shaset Chak? He wrote back one word, Ulai. So if anyone be asking this question, the answer is Ulai. Now, what's Nafkamina? I'll bring you a portion of Nafkamina, I'm not exactly sure how to answer it. When you change, we ended off last time about changing kids' diaper. We discussed, Maisa, once you have biyodai in hand, and once books biyodai, you can put it wherever you want, what's the heter to put it down and put on the kid's diaper? Maisa, making graph of Hathilo. That was one, that was the end of last time, that was the aura of the Shami Yenison. Let's take a bigger problem, much bigger problem. Just first to say how to change diapers, I'm sure the other knows. But Maisa, first what happens, you open up the diaper, you open it up, it's in front of you. He has tzoya inside. You take your spray, you spray it, apply it, then you take your dry fresh wipes, you use it, you put it inside. Now, what do you want to do? You want to put a new diaper. You have two options. The diaper is underneath the kid. You can either pick up the kid and put him on top of the diaper, which is a careful of it, or you can take the diaper away and put a new one underneath him. Now, why take the diaper away and putting the new one underneath him? Is it mitzvah to graft? because, you know, whether it's soy or if it's strawberries, it's just blocking you, right? You need the mokum. So I'm coming. Balabatris is not mitzai grab. You're doing it because you have to put on the new diaper, and the strawberry is in front of you. It happened to be soy in this case. Whatever, something is blocking you in your mokum. So the question is, how in the world can you take it out and put it on the side? Mitzad, what? Mice are yet soy over here. Mice is mokum on Shabbos. The diaper needs, of course, pashas of bosses. You do not have any of the four terutz in the mishtavruah of the mokum. It's not bosses. There's no oichel over there inside. There's no, it's not b'shakak, it's the case of maniach. There's no case of, before according to Balamash Teretz, called the Mishtabruah, in the case of Tilpah, the diaper is not a case of Nir. What was the fourth Teretz, Taisus? What's the fourth Teretz? What? Oh, it was that's the one, you plan to remove it on Shabbos. You don't plan to remove the Tzoyer on Shabbos. So all four terutzim, only the Muslim, again, I said the Balamash is according to Mishtabruah. All four terutzim, before you do not have white on the bosses. None of the terutzim you have. Only one you might have in the Balamor is the Mokav Ram. The Shibu is Mokav Balamor you don't have. Tesis? Which what? You plan to what? To move the Tzoyah out? You don't plan to move the Tzoyah out. You plan to take the whole diaper from the garbage. No, that's not. That's the diaper, the boss of the Tzoyah. And that you have to move the Tzoyah off. You don't plan to move the Tzoyah off from the diaper. So imagine you have a boss that's come over here, that's a Mokzor on Shabbos, and what are you moving it? I'll grab the seder, take it from the garbage. You're doing what? You're taking it out and putting it to the side. What's the answer? What do you have to do? Pick up the kid and move the kid. That's what we really have to do. So, one answer, I thought, so it's custom, not mukhsah. Givaldic, give it to club. We have club, hand off, no problem. Maisel, why is the mukhsah on Shabbos? The boss is the what? The club. Maisel, as I pointed out, we'll be a look another way. The look is pointing out by the case of Gadi tomorrow. He says, only the mokni planting the people give to klavim. As far as I know, no one gives tzoyah to klavim. And pashas is the only way that tzoyah only mishas at chak. Varaya, the other Yishanim are arguing. What's the tzoyah we have to argue one versus the other? Is tzoyah where it's not where the klavim? One, maybe the argument tells us to give noyla tshaboy, but the ma'isa, the pashas tzoyah is not more than garnet tomorrow. Mechor is only mishas at chak. The most mechor is right. I got my in the back of the shemalot to bring down from the base. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they bring down to the Imre David. He discusses the vice of dogs with my name did not eat. They did not eat soya. He said they don't. He said, why could dogs nishtana teva? Even dogs nishtana, let alone people, nishtana teva. But he says, Jews don't have dogs. Now, the fact they don't eat soya, I don't know, the Metzia Shavuot, I once heard a Berkowitz say, the guy came home to him on Pesach and said certain things are not really like Chilas Kelev, and therefore on Pesach, my says, not won't be chometz. So Berkowitz asked the guy, how do you know? Do you ever give it to a dog to feed it to him? I said, no. So Rebbe said, no, I did. I went to say it when he ate it. So the guy said back, it's a sugar nohint, a crazy dog. But my son Rebbe said, do you know what dogs eat? I don't know if anyone here knows what dogs eat, what they don't eat. Unless you try it for files. I don't know what dogs eat, so you're not. My son is immigrant. Rebbe said, it's the Shana Tevo. My son, most of it could be, my son is Rebbe Shas Tchak. Rebbe Shas Tchak, Moshe Rebbe said, my son is Mokso. So if you're back to saying it's only most of Rebbe Shas Tchak, V'oid, even the Indian Tzai's cult is Mokso not. The Reb Chaim says, "Ulaik b'semchan nevish," and only b'shas chak is the mamelam. So why is b'shas chak to pick up the kid? What's that to move away a diaper? I'm not sure what that is. Unless you give semchan the mamelam is balamar, which the boys don't go with. One teretz of the in the balsas, which the chazans don't go with. I don't know what the heter is exactly. And if anyone can please tell me, bother me. This is the third time I'm doing it. What did you shake him?
Why is the diaper so
oh, so that might that also the shiloh. That might say the same thing, not the soul is a but actually, might say, diaper pile shaboy. No, even it is a graph, right? You have two questions. So, what be? Not moving it, why are you moving it, mitzad? Do you ever have to move a graph mitzad, surf, mitzad, mitzad, mitzad? If you the garbage over there, you're moving back over here. There's no head to surf, you're not moving mitzad graph. I told you, it's strawberries. When you move it, strawberries, it's just mitzad. What? You can. No, not in life. Again, if you, let's say you move it on the way to the garbage twice, that I can hear. You're not moving it. Let's say, first of all, half time. You're not getting, no, the graph already is off. Now why are you moving it for? The graph is off. He's open already. Why you take the diaper out? You wipe him down, put it aside, and now what do? You pull the diaper out. Why are you pulling it out for? Not one reason on graph. I've done it. You do it because of strawberries. You're giving me a marshal, right? What? Again, so what? Whatever you want. I just gave you one example. You start giving me certain cases, yes, okay, so no, you mustn't, the cash, you got a big problem. I'm not moving now. I'm attacked graph. Why do you think we're going to kill?
Okay, unless you follow this angle, right.
If I be not moving in mid-time, this is me, it's repulsive. You're moving because of the crime. Move the kid, pick up the kid, move
in. Okay.
If you have a garbage, you're fine, take it from the garbage. Ekhlam, you have a garbage right there. But if, Ekhlam, some people have the changing table, they have a garbage right there. By me, when my first kid, we try that. Afterwards, you know, we change all over the house. Oh, yeah. You don't have a garbage right there. Sorry? Who? It won't help, the whole thing is... That only helps that chelik, won't help the whole thing. You're moving the whole thing. You're not just talking about that, you're going to be dying. Oh, again, if you want to be masculine in charge, you've got a big problem. You don't tell what I'm telling you, this but this halacha, which as far as I know, I don't even hear really any clue there. I'm not saying you have to tell your wife. I'm saying it's the aura, I'm not sure, and I screw up exactly what to do. I did not say that. You saying that. Right, next aspect, okay, it's Sugya Graph. Over here in Sif Lamadal, we've done the Sugya of that Smokin Diyosai, the most Namokin Diyosai Biyosai. Come on, the Machab and says, Im Hoyev Chotzish Yeshvim Bo, you're sitting in the Chotzi. Yeshiva itself sounds like, this is again a Mokin of a Mokin Diyosai. Come on, Meshavua says, not mean that Yeshiva makes a Mokin Diyosai. It says, going, you lie down there, you eat there, you have to eat or sleep there. To make a Diyosai, has to be either with your Pito or Shema, eating or sleeping. It sounds sitting in a place to not make a Mokin Diyosai. Now, to define what the Gedda Mokim Diyosai is, let's ask different questions. First, what is the side over here of Mokim Diyosai? Is it something that you're Motsa, you're there, that's the side of this Heft over here, because place that you're Motsa by? Or the side over here is that this is your Mokim Diyosai, and they have a son of Kavod Abrius. But if you have a case that you're constantly there a lot, that's not Mokim Diyosai. Shul, you're there 5 hours on Shabbos morning, right? Everyone knows what happens afternoon. Mice is a Mokim Diyosai? No, you don't eat there, you don't sleep there. You still learn. Maisa, it's covered up because it bothers you. The guy left a bunch of dishes there because he put them down. And by davening, what is that? Is it a, you have a head to be sagraf or not? So I'll start from one case, the sugyo and tamim perkei mishnei. What about the case in the base of Mikdosh? That also applies to there. Is that nichol and head to graf? So they're discussing the end of Erevin that you're taking out a mouse from the base of Mikdosh. Well, they're discussing, well, let's say the mouse is on the floor, what to do with it, they cover it. In fact, we're showing them exactly why they will cover it for mice. It won't ever have to be tagraf shibli. Instead of places weird, the Meiri and others, you know why? Because mice is not mocking to you also. You don't eat, you don't sleep in the base of Mikdosh. You have no head to graph in the base of Mikdosh. Mishnah Melech, he's down the way there. Mishnah Melech, without going to Rishonim, he said, but that's actually the base of Mikdosh, you have no head to graph. The words of the Rishonim is not mocking machilosa and not mocking shivosa. The fact that you're there all the day, so what? The fact that you're there, who cares? Atzal Hashem, we mentioned last time, the first Toshito, he says that you have a choice to cover it, or to move it out, it's that graph. It's the case of Tchuyah, it says cover it. So I have the case of the base of Mikdash, the reason why they're covering it for, you know what? That's when dogs have a head of graph. It says cover it. Why be talked for no reason? He seems to argue. The Achon Mesikashah is supposed to be. Rishon Mesikashah. Well, you have to answer that. Rishon Mesikashah. We'll answer that. But without the figure of graph, Shiboy, they ask you what happened with that graph. Again, it's the rhythm, Iri, and Mishamel, and now Lochla Maisel, is that you have no head in Beis HaMikdash. So Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash says, you do, except he says, Maisel cover it. That's why Beis HaMikdash. Now, I'd like to stick to the Rishonim. The Beis HaMikdash is not going to see the Rishonim, the one who saw it, Mishamel, wants to argue with him. So stick to the Rishonim. The Maisel, Beis HaMikdash, is not Mokum Echilosai, not Mokum Shivosai. Shivosai means not place to sleep. Therefore, you will not have a head there. Now, what about a case of the Beis Knesses? A shul. Therefore, the Minchas Pasim says the same idea, Beis Knesses, and a lot of people, and if you have no letter. No letter. What? Okay, we'll get to the understanding. What? Fine, but it's not the place, where, again, get it in our house. Mishavua took the word yeshiva also, they switched it to eating and sleeping. This is again, Mishavua went on those words. It says in Mishavua, again, keep going though. Sorry. Lekvo yeshiva asaykem, it's discussed when you bring in your bed over there, it says yeshiva is not enough, you have to be a place where you sleep and where you might bring your table and eat. That makes more come to you also. You have to have a makna yose, and then you'll get the why the mavet before in front of it. But the mice, that's the definition. Mice shul is not the way. This, the base mess is not the way. And the mikdash shmeister we ispchan pniyaski, and he said together. He said a shul mice is mutter. So ispchan meister we do the case of Erevin. He said that case of Erevin and base mikdash kohenim were not walking around that area. That specific era was the era that kohenim did not go to. The chiddush Rishonim did not say that. Rishonim seem to say that the geder is achila and yeshiva, and being resolved the mice not necessarily geder. Fine, mice we have a machlokes over here. Again, we have pashas based on mikdash and based on knesset. Now, certain swarms is rot, you know, it's fine things in shul. I'll show you about this more. They should have thought about this question and not what to find makam dirah say. One time the shul is, yesh lot. Now, it's not where your bed is. It's not the kriyas. So you have to bring your bed, make a kriyas. One of the guys put his head down over there and avoid it. Makam has said, you have to bring your bed. What's the kriyas? You own? Tishin, leave them there? No. Maestro, Tishin, Lechua, just Matthias wise, people use them over and over. And that's what drop, an hour, 2 hours, and then you get a pocket last week you use again. Lechua, they have used over and over, not Matthias. That's nearly Matthias wise. Now, somebody else's might be a problem. He should not put this down. That's not nice. Again, I'll only know, sure. We'll have to be able to say here. That's not much of a case, right? For him, it's not. Yeah, but you don't want to get on Ani Nosher. If you're on Ani Nosher's house and vice versa. Why don't we get the sugya? I don't remember, that's honest. Now, this getter of Mokham Yosei, what happens in the place of Mokham Juice the Raggle? Come along the Mokharam, the place can be down Mokharam. Let's say you have a Mavi that's in front of you, walk over there. Also, it's Nichol the getter of Mokham Yosei. Now, there's two ways to understand this in this Mokharam. Come along the place of Shabbos and go safer. They want Taina. Does not mean your mavo is not makom diyor, so you don't live there. They mean that's a place where people walk, and you would step in it. The pile of Jesus rather you step in the tzaya. Therefore, you have a heter. Otherwise, it's on the side. No, you step in it. They want to be makom, so you have no heter in the mavo in the chos. So the case of doctor, that itself is disgusting.
So don't need Jesus.
You need Jesus to rattle. That's the one thing pshat the mavo of a
third getter.
That is. Yeah, they're coming. That's the chiddush. The soch the mokavam. The mice. It's not the pashas. And that's why I'm quoted either Torah Shabbos or Sefer to say it's not correct. The idea is the mice are mobile. The side of a mobile is the extension of your diro. The place you lean to your diro. It's going out, going in, lean to your diro. Shus rabba mice is not the extension of your diro. And therefore, the words of the mokavam is what the mobile. The shus rabba, whether it's an Arab or not, mice is not an extension of your diro. Not an outpost. Therefore, the shus rabba will not have this heter. Therefore, yesh lodin, if you have had the guy name in the street, might as well just you have had mitzagraf, you only have had to mitzagraf. Get is mokum to your side. Shells in the street is not mokum to your side. The mob is an extension of your house. You have had to mitzagraf mokum to your side. Again, therefore, walking the street, in some policies which you should not do even in the street, but let's say if you do it, you probably won't have had mitzagraf, or you'll have to spit them out. Which again, we don't do that in the street. So again, the Pasha of the Pashkim is the getter of the Mokharam is anything that's an extension of your house. Now, once it's an extension of your house, what defines the extension of your house? They come along and discuss a kitchen. Now, I'm not exactly sure why the Benjamin Zilber and the Shabbat, you don't want to say our kitchens are not Mokham Dirosa. You just cook and go in and out from it. It's not Mokham Dirosa. So it could be in the older kitchens, that's how they did not dwell the Americans at the Mamish part of the house, and people Mamish eat in the kitchen. The Pasha of our kitchen is Manenu as Nichol Geder Mokham Dirosa. At least, as far as I know, old Americans, how we deal with our kitchens. And then that's the passion is our kitchens are mocking the U.S. And therefore, you have a heter graph even in the kitchen. But let's say you have a place that's the example, one say, even in your house, you want to have only nickel mocking the U.S. Let's say you have a marpeset. Now, certain marpesets are there constantly. Some marpesets are only there on Sukkot, so once in a while. So therefore, if you have any garbage on the marpeset, you would not, if you're only there once in a while, it would not be mocking the U.S. You don't sleep there, you don't eat there, it's something that's always in the back, you put your Sukkot on, but that's when you go there once every couple of months. Or even once every week, that's not mokum diyosai, says I've coughed. Mice, you won't have a heter. In the bathtub, let's say there's a diaper inside the bathtub. So if it does not bother you in the other part of the house, I mean, let's say using the toilet itself, it bothers you, you have a heter where you are. But let's say it doesn't bother you, that mokum itself is not in the bathtub, it's not mokum diyosai, you would not have the heter. The heter is doctor mokum diyosai, not which is yiradim. Maybe not in the shul, not in a place that people do not go constantly. It has to be a place where you eat and sleep, otherwise. Extensions of your house, and not we did not look at being part of your house before. They don't go there constantly. We not have a head to walk into your house. It says that point. Sorry. Yeah, mother is just a regular, it's a constant thing. People go back and forth, and people look at extension.
And the more they are the
better. Mother, yeah, people walk. The Rav Leis have an example. Let's say you make a kiddush in shul. Now, after you finish the kiddush, you plan to close off, and you don't plan to be there till after Shabbos. Don't use that room anymore. You have no head to take off. You have to have a, it's not your place. Now, for a kiddush to clean up at the mokum, why is mokum? You also like eating there at the moment. You have a meal up. Unless you go to a simple hole, the mice are allowed to clean up at the moment. Because right now it's mokum v'achila, it's mokum d'yosli. Once you finish your bench, and everyone's about to leave, you have no hetter cleaning up mitzai graf. All the clothes maybe not mitzai graf. There's no hetter. The mice are not mokum d'yosli anymore.
Well,
I think my kitchen have hetter. I think the kitchen we go in constantly back and forth. Like simple hole after your bench, you don't want to go back to it. Not eating and sleep. It's all extensions. It's part of the house that you eat and sleep in. It's like the hallway part of the house where you eat and sleep in. You don't know when you eat and sleep in the hallway. No. There's certain areas where you cut off. No, but you say Chal Yosher. Welcome to your house, sorry. Now, come along the Mechaber exam in the of Gaf and Ovid of Merig Lion, to bring it back and forth on Shabbos and not. Now, to want to empty it out, he said, Lamaisa, it's Mutter, to bring it back. He is a shadow. How in the world can you bring it back? Over here is where the Achon discuss once mukhs the other, what exactly to do with it. Come along the Mokhagram, it says, once the other, put it wherever you want. Lishitos, like he holds any mukhs the other, once only hand, if you did not put it down, put it wherever you want, Lishitos, like. Now, here you see with the Achonim being Mekel, the Chayonim says, Mekel, like all mukhs is, Kitz Shukhanarach is Mekel, like all mukhs are for sure. So, numerous places can say, there's a head of graph of it, once the other, put it wherever you want. Fine, Mishra Rubin did not come out, Lalok Meister, being on El Rabba, and one of the prospects, he did not come out what exactly to do with such a case. And once you put it down, everything agrees you have to put water inside. So really, that's the three different cases going on over here. The case that if you want to bring it back to use the father's mice, that Mishra Rubin says, Mekel, you do not need to put water inside. If you want to bring it back to take out Merig Lime and the Tzoya that he brings down, Mechaber says, Avad, you have to put water inside. Let's say you want to bring it back, Stam they not use it over, does the water help or not? That Mishra Rubin brings down Machloikis, the Shayatzin. He says, you can be Mekel, if less, it's a Mokel ready Mishnamer. That's what comes out, three different Gedom, three Mishra Rubin. They didn't get a graph, just goes to different halachas that everyone discusses. No real mind welcome for it. One case, by case of graph, let's say you have graph Lefenenu. You're laughing at the graph, put your Dukhuyib, you're laughing at it. Can you move in all the Mokhsim inside the graph? Another Mokhsim. For example, you have graph Lefenenu, you want to take a Mokhsim out of this group and cover up. Is there a Hetty in Mokhsim of Claudius or a Hetty in this thing with oil? And how to treat Shaila, he's discussing a case where there's bad smell coming inside, and he wants to turn it on, not to make the bad smell should not come inside by naft. So he's discussing, he's moving the knob, which is muksa. But what's the graph? The graph is the smell, the naft is coming inside. How can you move muksa inside the naft, Shaboy? Fine, this is Shaila, therefore the Hatri is Mesopic, Shlom Zalman, numerous places in Mesopic, and among the Achoinim, Machlok is Achoinim. Be'ikim also a Mesopic. Once the Shlom Zalman, numerous places in Mesopic, Be'ikim the Mesopic, the HVS, those want to be Machlok, those want to be Mekel. But it's very important, Shaila, which we'll get to why exactly. A second Shaila is, let's say for you it's Mois, and somebody else is not Mois. To somebody else, can he move it for you? For example, you are in a house. My wife bothers her. It doesn't bother me. So she has to clean up. I don't. I have no head to be tied, Graf Shiboy. So myself here, come on the Paiskim, prepare all of them agrees, and Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, everyone says, once the Graf is somebody, the head to be tied, cover Brias is not even the person in and of itself. The cover Brias is not here. Therefore, you can't clean up for your wife. My wife is very happy that I said that. But, however, let's say in a case, that Maisa in a bucket deal. Everyone's in there, all five guys sitting there, and for them no one's meaning. But the mothers would come, they're like, yell at them, how in the world can you live in such a pigsty? So they have a head to clean for something that would not, and because for the whole world it's Mois Betim, except for Bachel it isn't. You say Butler Daitim, Betim is Mois Mitzias. So or Shabbos, Dan Fisher, Dan Fisher says, no. If no one here is Mois, who cares the whole oil is, but you guys aren't. And therefore he says, no one here has had to clean up Mitzai Grab. Everyone here would say their maskim is graph, but this is what buff and we don't care. You got no answer because you guys don't care. You know how to clean it up. There's no covered abrius over here because it's for the people who are here. The head of the graph, there's no one here that has a covered abrius aspect. Doesn't bother anyone over here. So the head is, again, if there's somebody here, some person not moist to them, echanami, they have a right to clean it up inside graph. But if no one here is moist to them, they can't clean it up. Echanami, they can't. What about a case where it's going to be a graph, it's going to be Mias, but might say right now it's not Mias. Can you clean up before it got to the stage of being Mias or not? Again, Machlokes, Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, Yashiv, Maisa is Machmer. can you be metaltal on something that's muksa in order not to cause a case of graf? For example, I'm discussing a case you have a cat in the house. Now, if you don't move him out of the house, you're going to make it inside the house. You want to move the cat so you should not create a graf. Is that mutter? Is that also? Shabbos from Zam wants to make him. Hashem, the Shabbos is very clear. He says, you're discussing a case to move out the cat on this case. He says, even though make him out, he says, yeah, well, once you say you have no heter. Once you have your machmer, unless he says he can't do it afterwards. He can't move out the graf. He says, let's say it's a night, cat makes, and then you can go in the bathroom all the night. You can't take a step inside the graf. Then he's an economic, then you have a heter. Otherwise, he says, you have no heter. What? You're not making anything. He's joking. The cat's doing it. And there, whatever is there. What's the difference? There's no graph. There's no head to graph right now.
What's the difference if you
can build? You want to say right now, we'll still cover the beers. Later on, you want to save yourself, so move it later. Here, you can, if you can't save yourself, so the economy, now it's part of, all part of the head to cover the beers. But if you can save yourself later on, move it later on. Let's move it now. No. No. No, because... Yeah. Now, let's say clean off the table, and most of it you cleaned off, already. Now you left off a little bit. You can clean off the rest, because when it started off, it was all graft. Now you left a little bit, that's not graft. So that's what I want to say, that if you stop cleaning, you can't. If it's all one shuffle, it's all one cleaning, just say that. Mice, if you stop, and you want to continue later on, if it's not a graft, you have no left inside graft. It's a different cleaning off aspect. Another case you discussed, on your plates, you have these bone shells. Let's say you have no club around, or even have club, they won't eat it. Mice, on your plate, you have a fork and knife. Can you move it on the side to put other food there? So, before they get involved, tilt them at top. Of course, not tilt them at top. This is terrible, so everyone does it during the meal, move on the side. Therefore, when a woman gave shea, he wanted to be mekel. For mice, for Shabbos itself, he blabs to Arachim, and when it's put down, they'll put the shani. And if it's real, mice, they're machma, they hold that you have to graft. You have no head to take and move on the side. It's not moving the tag graft. Just like we said by diapers, you have no head to. Here you move your wife. I look at it being garbage, so what? Just like my diapers before I've been swore, I don't have a heter. The chord right the diapers is the fact that for the shani and mazir when I ask him moving his shells on the plate to the side of the fork and knife, before the same idea, it's the same swag. My sister goes out with the sad stuff when coming, the chord will not have a heter. Just to end off with the main thing that's happening, we peel things from the table of graph, how exactly do you look at a garbage can? Now, first, look at the swarm. First, is a garbage can a klishe mach? Is a klishe mach heter when it's an empty garbage? Mice is machloikis. Now, part of machloikis is exactly what is a garbage? What is a garbage? Now, there are two ways to have a garbage can. One is when you have a garbage can that had muks inside Erev Shabbos, and one you have a garbage can when you have a muks inside of it on Shabbos. Came on Shabbos. Go through both cases. Let's see, it's not clear. Let's say you have a muks of gomer. Let's say you have a muksa, let's say you have a garbage can, you open up a Shabbos, put things inside. Let's say you put inside the mamash diapers and the mamash muksa, eggshells, mamash muksa, no need the eggshells, the shmur says about it, it's muksa. Now, what happens when it comes to Shabbos? Are you allowed to move it or not? So first, you can tie up your cheshbon. Bosses, he had none of the time before of the mogavomit abbas shaboy. There's no oichel inside, there's no, he is being told to be a dying mamash, the mice is a case of meniach bedan. It's not that lasalic. If you have none of the four truths of the Mogan Avram. Therefore, Afichet, you start telling me, it's Maishan Tzmokso. Now, tell me, no. It's not the bag Shabbai. You want to pick up, let's say, the whole entire container, and you want to throw out the garbage without taking out the bag, or you tell me, it's not lasalic. So maybe we can have Makhlok Yisrashi Ben Tam, that was the Ben Shmoshe. And therefore, it could be called the Ben Tam, Mokma Hefzi Kavi Mekel, which is. Only Mokum Hefzid, because now a case of Mokum Hefzid. Now, let's say the case where you put in only these eggshells, but also you didn't plan to only put an eggshell, you planned to put inside head, you did not want to be a bosses. You didn't want to be a bosses. Is that a case of Shokach or not? Maisa, Kenim into Shabbos is only a case of Muksa. But you didn't plan to only put a Muksa, you know what, you want to put a paper plate or Oichel or whatever. So, is that a case of Muksa not? Some of my colleagues of Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, let's say on the table, you had the candles, you planned to put the chalas on the table, and you forgot to. Which says, once you forgot circle service, the boss only is in the bosses. So Mazam wants to be make one, say no, Nichol get it of Shakach. Fine, so Maisa can get involved, what is your garbage beside Bishwam Mazalman? Maybe you have a given time Shakach Shabbat, because you're not planned only on Muksa inside. Yishlod. But let's say you have, so therefore, let's say you have only Muksa inside, partially garbage, the boss, you cannot move it. So let's say you had inside of it Maichel Adam. You have food inside, that the Maisa people can eat. What's the loch in that case? So, If it comes mois, we discuss the sugya by Michael Adam. According to among the Paiskim, Michael, what's the halacha? Shlomo Zalman, Michael, he wants to be machmer if the food mois inside. Simcha Bottom, Michael wants to be Michael. The Svab, Pashas, is not like a Simcha Bottom. Before, all he says that Bottle Daita, he has no Bottle Daita. Before you have to be machmer, send Michael Adam. Who did by Michael Behemer? Also, Michael Yudah Paiskim, Simcha Bottom wants to be Michael. Again, Shlomo Zalman wants to be machmer. Also, the same Michael Akis over here. What's the halacha Michael Behemer inside before Shabbos? Void, what about how many plates are in the garbage before Shabbos? But Vosna says before Shabbos, we make all these dashi of it. Look at the bunch of one, Machman says also. So Pashas, if you have a garbage bag before Shabbos, you go to the Simcha Bonim, he says if your plates are there before him, or your food is there before him, or Mike Bahim was there before him, he said there's no muksa, your garbage are not muksa on Shabbos. He doesn't know why garbage is muksa before him. But Zed Smith, he's a camp, or a shrag, he's a rav in Tavadas, he's a rabbi there. So you might say they ask about moving garbage on Shabbos. What's this? What's the problem? You might call other Michael Behemoth, the cop on me plates. Might wasn't sorry. Might give me. Might have something that's not wearing Michael Behemoth like the shells. So it's a rest after. It's a garbage not mukhsa. Simple one big goes garbage. Usually might not mukhsa. Might not mukhsa. We're gonna have it inside beforehand for Shabbos. Cop on me plates. Not mukhsa. Fine. El Mike can tell me what. Cop on me plates. You gotta hold this mukhsa. Let's say Michael Adam, Michael Behemoth is not mukhsa. Why is it by mukhsa? Maisa again, Pashas is sorry, it's not the way. Pashas again, Michael, other Michael Behemel, it's the whole reason why it's not most about the dietary. His Maisa no one takes out. Come from me, place, wasn't the dietary. Offer the Pashas, any garbage you have before Shabbos will be Moksa on Shabbos. That's again, nearly the Pashas. And therefore, the Anhogan price, so Oilam seems to know that the garbage bag of Maisa is Moksa on Shabbos. Well, let's say the other way, when it comes on Shabbos, that might have a good time. When let's say you come to Kiddush, you have to walk around with garbage bags, filling up the garbage bags inside the bag on Shabbos. Maisa there, when it was Ben Hashmosh, the Maisa is nothing inside. And you don't have any side over here that you make Kata Dasmi. It comes on Shabbos and you have Michael Odom inside, you have Michael Behem inside, you have Pami plates inside. That you have a good time to say, it's mutter. Have Pami plates, we have Michael Yudah Ashok, for what the lock in that case is. By case of Michael Behem, Ekel plates to Maisa are Michael. And Michael Odom is Michael Yudah Ashok. Maisa, for these stores, you have a good time of why on the Kiddush, how do you tie up your walking around the bag, cleaning up? When it came to Shabbos, what came inside? Things that Be'etim are really for Michael Behema. Again, Hanof has Behemoth, but tie up cleaning up on Shabbos, not a problem. Also, you have no Chapami place to do it on Shabbos. What's the law in that case? Again, Machlok Shoshokal, you can hit two sides to it. You show me Lisbach, certainly. Those want to argue, say, no, the Maisa can't. Why the Machlok Chapami place? They want to say there is no Behemoth, or the Michael Behema does not have one from the garbage, it's Mois. Fine. If you're in Machmer, again you'll have Bayam and Tabosis, but Maisa, I hear two sides, what to do exactly with garbage on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Pashas L'chor should be Moksa on Shabbos. Fine, that's, we'll come out to your Cheshbon. Now, they discuss, once we have the inner of garbages, what happens, can you open up a door that has the garbages connected on the door, on the jewel, connected on the jewel. So let's say you're opening up a door to a house that has a menorah upon it. First we say, since the door to the house is not a bus to the menorah, it's a bus to the house, therefore you might open and close the door. Therefore, what about opening up a door to garbage? That's made specifically to open up for garbage. Meister, what through such a case? The Shiloh, Shabbos Minnison says he wants to be Mekel. Why? Just like a door to the house. The Rosh Shabbos, Meister, being exactly from a Sopik, because Meister is made over specifically to the garbage, it's not a door to the house. It's a door they open up and has garbage muchet for it. And those who want to be Machmer, Shammah Yehuda, or Nidru, we're always getting involved in another Shabbos, doing something like the Tzadok HaChilo, maybe you have to remove Erev Shabbos, which we discussed last time, of Rashi's Chiddush, Chumrah, that things, you, how are you going to open up the garbage on Shabbos? Why? Well, it's sad, doing Tiltum and Tzad. We said Tiltum and Tzad, Maisa is more to HaChilo, maybe you have to remove Erev Shabbos. Maisa is a Shailo, I think the Hog is more to be Machmer. Maisa, even those who are Mekel, they want time that's only by a door, let's say a jewel that can't come out, it's a separate Indian by itself, the Shamanism wants to by a jewel to be Machmer, the door he says he wants to be Mekel. These garbages that you open up with your foot, before that's a baya, even though it's still the gufo, since it's a derech, therefore for Shabbos, on the right, before you cannot do that on Shabbos. If it opens up the whole garbage, the cover, yesh lotim. Now, what? I'm not sure what he's referring to. We'll leave that at that. No, that won't be answered with the gufo. The question is, how do you look at it open up just to cover a chelik of the garbage or not? I have a garbage at my parents' house used to have that picked up the whole thing and took it out. No, it made the whole mat, picked up the garbage and opened up the lid. The two things. No, why? I have no idea why. That's it. Well, that's, so I'm not sure. Now, there's a shiloh here. Can you based on what we're saying until now, can you move the garbage to the table, clean up the table? Let's say it's grass on the table. Can you move garbage to the table to clean the grass, or you have to move the grass towards the garbage? Which one is it? Which one has to bring one to one? The court really depends upon machlokes. Can you move moksha? We mentioned that to yourself, but can you move moksha for grass? But mamash depends upon the same shayla. Again, the ikhlas of mosopek, the mice is brought down that Dan Fisher says you cannot move the garbage to the table. People might have a hunger bringing garbage to the table. Could be they're going because they hold the garbage, mice is not moksha. But once you hold, let's say the garbage is moksha, to move the table, Dan Fisher says also, Shamanis says it's also, he says even if you want to say, you let him move moksha towards a graph, he wants tiny, but here doing two tiltos, moving it back and forth. He wants to even those who are being makel, be machlavir, because why didn't double the amount of tiltos? No, everything is graph already. This is a graph and this is the garbage. Can you move the garbage to the table and take over the graph?
Yeah. The fact that you have to move it back, that is making
you have to move it back. No, that's derech, maybe of cleaning. You're another shot of derech. Maestro Chodeshani is brought down in Ba'alil, he wants to be makel, but Ikhan as far as seems to be machmer. Now, let's say you have a garbage that fills up with garbage inside on Shabbos. Can you empty it out on Shabbos? You empty it out, why? Because you want to put another garbage bag inside. You want to put another garbage bag. Now, the hunger seems to be, the oil seems to have a hunger, the garbage is amongst them, yet they come along and seem to take out the bag on Shabbos. Now, if it's beast in the house, Ikhan may have had to. Otherwise, the Chora, you're taking out why really start from Kaimli. Just like the Chora, they want to be machmer the shells in the plate, they want to be machmer diapers. The Chora, take out the garbage, put in another bag inside on Shabbos, because you have no hatter. Who are you doing it? Why? Besides the Sarkar Kermi, because you want to put the other graph inside, put the bag inside, open it. Now, you tell me if it's Mias in your house, you have the bag inside, you're getting involved, moving Muxim inside Mias, inside graph. But the Maisa, even during the week, sometimes, you're lazy, until you get the garbage out, you open up the bag inside.
Why isn't that like the graph is full?
You have Mark, you have another bag. You have a place. You open up the bag without. You have a bag. You have. Again, if it smells, I'm telling you, I've had to. But a lot of time, you're not doing it. Just doing it, you know what? I want the muffins. It's not even anymore. During the week, at my house, sometimes we open up a second bag until I get around to taking out the first bag. Right? So why should Shabbos be any different? Why am I doing Tzarek Mekoyim? Now it's crap. Well, I have no head of taking out. What's the head of taking out on Shabbos? Sorry? There's no head to... Evan. It's not Klisha Maklis. It's Evan. Evan doesn't know how to cover Shabbos. Fine, the other cases will be on the sheets over here exactly. Just Maisa, we finish over here Perek Anoitel. We, the whole Perek, Bez Hashem, the test, Antimishin test, and what with Maisa, we did in Perek Anoitel, we did from Sif Chav Zayin until Sif Membeis, we did the whole thing, jump back and forth, we did all the Sif over here Antimishin Ches, and Maisa, you have to Chazar upon it, one thing, Kingdom Pah Muxa, we did this is the second half of Muxa, three Chalak of Muxa. Is Kalakalim, the 17th Perek, is Naitu, and then it can be the Kira, which is starting to play Kira, from Daf, the second half of Kira, Daf, and Beis, and Beis, till the end. Maisa, we just finished the second of the third Kalakalim, Perek, and Naitu. Maisa, it's the beginning of Bosses, it's the sigil here of Graph of Gedoima. Maisa, we have to Chazar upon it. And what we're starting today, the sigil of Bidakli Mechali, which also will be two Kalakalim, just like Graph, two Kalakalim, Bidakli is a big sigil. We're started Sunday, finish the Beis, Wednesday, just in the Mamakim sheet, when I wrote the Halacha, it's really Shin Lamed Heis of Dalid. I mean, I switched around the case of Graf for the Klima Panay backwards. Well,
I have a...